This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I am so excited to be here today with another Miami lady. We are rounding out this season in good form, and I am here with the one and only Kiki Barth. Hello.
Hi, friend. How are you? Lovely to see you.
I'm good. Lovely to see you, too. We're coming to the tail end of a long season. The finale, everybody's seen it now. It's a good time. How does it feel to be wrapping up this season of Real Housewives of Miami?
It's actually sad because I feel like, first of all, it's a great finale. It's like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, towards the end, everything just went left. It's like, there's a cliffhanger, you know? I've never seen a finale where there's like a cliffhanger. Like, what really happened? It's like, I feel like everybody was just chaotic. But I forgot the question you asked.
How do you feel about this season as a whole? Now that most of it is out there except for the reunion and you've kind of experienced everybody else experiencing it, how is it feeling?
It was an amazing season, but there was a lot of shifting. You're going to see a lot of shifting in the friend dynamic, a lot of chaotic things happen, a lot of unfinished, unresolved problems, and it's in the finale. So you just have to look out because you're going to see a lot of different stuff that happened at the reunion because of the cliffhanger. So just expect the unexpected.
I feel like in this cast in particular, because there are 9 of you and you all have big personalities, lots of different types of personalities, there's always so many different things going on within the group. It's never just, okay, there's one kind of storyline that we're following episode after episode after episode. It really is like everywhere you look, there's something new happening. What does it feel like to be in that group throughout the season, sometimes as sort of like the main focal point of what's happening, but also sometimes just kind of like on the side being like, what's going on?
My exact feel when I'm around this group, it's like everyone just seem bipolar. It's like 1 minute, you're like, okay with this one. The next minute, this one says something. But it's like, that's how it is. It's as a friend group, we're all different. In Miami, it's different culture, it's different languages. Some of us, English is not our first language. And the way we communicate, like for an example, I know me myself, when I communicate with people, I can come sometimes a little harsh. But it's not that I mean to be harsh. It's a language barrier. You know, I'm from Haiti. I speak Creole. We talk very aggressive and we let it out straight up. So when I try to translate something into English, sometimes it comes out the exact way I would say it in Creole, and then it just sound bad. But I means well, yeah. You know? So I just think it's just a different culture, different language, different dynamic, different groups, just makes us who we are.
I think that's one of the most special things about this show specifically. I mean, even sometimes when, you know, Alexia and Nicole both having, you know, a Cuban background, but being from a little bit of a different generation, like all of those kind of cultural, like you said, language.
That's another thing, like, to the age. Yeah.
Yeah. There really are so many different like layers at play that, you know, if you have a cast where it's just, you know, a bunch of women who kind of have this a similar background.
Right.
You're not necessarily going to have all those different kind of
sure
dynamics with each other.
I mean, some of these women are probably older than my mother.
I won't do the math there.
No, but it's true because sometimes you're like having issues with someone, but you kind of like, oh my God, like I need to kind of like take back because I was raised differently. And you need to respect, you know.
Yeah. I'm curious. So this is your third season on the show. Yes. Obviously coming back, you know, a few years ago when Miami was, you know, back for the first time, that was the first time we met you. I feel like this season is really the most Kiki that we've gotten so far on the show. And I mean, speaking for myself, talking to a lot of other people watching this season, I think everybody's loving getting to know you more, getting to see more, you know, different parts of you. How do you feel like, do you feel like you approached this season differently at all? Or did it sort of just come out maybe differently in the final product?
I feel like the thing is, I'm very reserved and I pay attention to details. I watch my surrounding. I just feel like a lot of the girls in the group, they just never really give me a chance to open up. Because if you have a group of friends, you're walking around and nobody's asking you a question. Like, let's say if I say, how are you today? And you say, I'm fine. But if you don't ask me, how am I? You're not going to know how am I doing. And I'm not going to be like, well, ask me, how am I doing? So I feel like there was a lot of lack of the girls asking me questions. Well, not all of them. Some of them, they know about my personal life, but I feel like some of the girls just, they didn't really care to ask about my life. And at one point I was like, you know what, Kiki, you came from such a long place. You came from Haiti to make it to this point. You're in the same group as this girl. So there's nothing, we all work differently. We all get to where we need at a different time, but at the end we are here. So I did something. So why nobody want to listen to me? So I just had to stand up for myself and say, you know what? I'm just going to start calling everybody and give my opinions. And whoever you resonate with, you want to take it, that's fine. You don't want to take it, that's okay. But I just wanted to be myself at one point because I was just tired of being like the back. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like the little girl, like sit there. I would literally raise my hands like to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, it's something with Haiti. When you, it's the way I was raised, like you don't just speak over people. You don't just this, you don't just that. You have to, especially if the person is a little older than you. I'm not attacking anyone's age, but that's how I was raised. Like, so I will literally raise my hand and I just had enough. I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not scared.
Yeah. That's something I've talked with Nicole and Gertie about, like the different parts of the group where people that were on the show in the original few seasons maybe felt like they had more of like a claim to be there, like more of whatever. Are you okay?
I burned my tongue. Literally.
But then it was like the people who were on the show a long time ago maybe felt like they had like more of a, you know, were kind of like a level above. But then now that you've been back for three seasons, the show wouldn't work without all of you in the cast.
The show, I feel like the show got canceled for a reason. And the four new girls that came, obviously we respect that you've been there. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that you set the whole role for, not the role, the, how do you say the word?
Like the table, the, kind
the,
of, yeah.
The pave. You pave
it for, the path,
but,
yeah.
But you also have to understand, we knew we here to do the job too, and respect. You need to let us speak. You need to listen to us. It's not always going to have to be about you, because now it's a new dynamic. It's an older crowd mixed with the new crowd, and we all want the same thing, and we all want to give our opinion. So I felt like in the beginning it was a little tough, but I was always like friends with everyone because I'm not really a dramatic person unless you come for me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now they're starting to get it. Like, oh, okay, so okay, these girls are getting it now.
Well, I think also because you've had the same cast for three seasons, there's nobody on the show that is new. Like, even if you say, you know, we did this in 2010 or whatever, the show as it exists right now, everybody is, you know,
we pretty much
has been around the block.
Like, yeah. So I think it's changing now. It's starting to change a little bit. And you can see like the new girls were like, well, we put up with this a year ago, not this time, you know, because things had to change.
Totally.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at Honeylove.com. honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I feel like we've all had that moment where you're at somebody's wedding and you're looking around the food, the venue, the music, the overall vibe. And you're making like that mental checklist of if I were planning a wedding right now, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. What would I want to copy from this? What would I want to change? What would I want to tweak? Well, I've been a part of my fair share of weddings over the years, and I know just how stressful the process can be. You go from that newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and even maybe enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want. With tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences, every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. I'm curious, your friendship with Larsa is very interesting to me because I think Larsa is somebody who can be a little tricky, it seems like, to have that close of a relationship with. And earlier in the season, I really related to when you were expressing, you know, some frustration with the fact that it felt like her relationship had kind of like taken the place of your friendship and that it was hard to kind of, you know, get that attention from her the way that maybe your friendship was before. How do you feel like that has kind of evolved over the last, you know, year or two?
I mean, I love Larsa. Larsa and I, we had a great friendship in the beginning, and I appreciate that. You know, she's a good friend. But you're going to see the whole thing switch because right before, like, you know, something, you watch the show. The show comes on, you watch. And then something that I said that she didn't like, I don't know if you recall when I said, oh, Marcus is, no, not Marcus. When I said, girl, you're 50, like, you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
She really got upset about that. And what you guys didn't see is that she contacted me and she went off. And I didn't appreciate that because some of the stuff she was saying, I was like, the comment I made, I don't even, that's how we talk in Haiti. Like I was like, mom, or my, I have an 18-year-old, like my son, Shamar, you 18, you don't do this. You know, that's how we talk. So I didn't say to attack you, but if you feel attacked, I understand. But she went off on me and I think that kind of like make me realize, wow, like I've been a great friend to you too. And if something happened, you want to call me, you can say, Kiki, I didn't like that you did this. I didn't like that. But don't call me and threaten me with things like, I could have said this about you. I could have said that. So that kind of show me this is what you really think. Mm. And you were not really a good friend to me to begin with. So you're going to see a whole shift with my friendship with Larsa. I still care for the girl. I still love her. And I still wish the best for her. But I just kind of see things now in a different perspective.
Yeah, I think that that kind of seems like it goes along with what was happening with Gertie and Larsa this season where, you know, maybe something got misconstrued or maybe there was, you know, a miscommunication. But then
with Gertie?
But then when Gertie tried, when Gertie brought it up to Larsa, there was so much, you know, Larsa couldn't just say, you know what, I messed up, I'm sorry. And I shouldn't.
Yeah, but that's the thing. For me, sympathy or having empathy for someone is a big thing. Mm. Because, you know, you don't know what somebody's going through. And especially, you know what the person is going through. All he takes is, I'm so sorry, I really didn't know. But the fact that she dragged this thing, it didn't sit well with me. Like, at one point, we didn't know Gertie had cancer, you know. And when I find out, I was like, oh, it kind of took me back. Because the way I look at it, like, life is short. Anybody can get sick. Like, you got to be nice to people, you know. But the fact that she went and she couldn't just apologize right away and just say, I'm sorry, I didn't know, and I know I made a mistake. To me, it's kind of like, what kind of human are you?
Mm. It's felt very, the timing of the last couple episodes with the conversation about Larsa and Marcus has felt very interesting with what's been happening on social media. Obviously, there was that video that you talked about with her and Adriana. And then, you know, there was some back and forth over what that really meant. What was kind of going through your mind when you saw that video for the first time? And then, like, did you immediately know, oh, like, I got to ask her about this? Or was it more kind of coming from Adriana?
The breaking up?
No, the during the filming when Michael got asked about it and he was saying, like he was laughing. Yeah.
No, but just like we are on the show to talk about our lives, you know, and a lot of the times we asking the questions because that's what's happening in your life. And I just feel like in the group, some people, me, a lot of the things, they don't ask me questions. But if you ask me questions, you're going to get an answer. You want to know something about me, ask me. So we have to ask you, especially as your friend. We're friends with you. We want to know, are you okay? Do you need... Mm-hmm. The same way, like... Listen, I was just a concerned friend who really wanted to know what was happening because I would want my friend to do the same for me. Mm-hmm. Ask me what's happening because I may need your support. So I guess some people just don't want to talk about their personal life. But
yeah, I think it's tough when you feel like you have that friendship with someone and you can... You maybe can tell that something is bothering them or that there's more to the story.
There's always more to the story.
And they're not going to give that to you. And it's like, well, I tried.
Yeah, I tried. I did.
Yeah. Have you talked to Larsa in the last week or two?
Well, yeah. I reached out to her when I heard the news about the breakups.
Uh-huh.
And even though her and I were not in the perfect place, I reached out. I said, hey, I'm so sorry about what happened. If you need anything, I'm here for you. Just let me know. And she responded. She said, okay, babes. And then 2 minutes later, they're back.
Okay, babes.
I was like, okay, I guess you don't need me anymore. But
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So now I don't really know what happened. Now it's so many questions. Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I don't know what to think either. Now I'm like, okay, we got to get next season cooking because there's...
Oh, trust me. It's happening.
I'm so curious, where do you feel like your kind of goal to get out of this experience is? Because like we said, you've been on the show 3 seasons now. It really feels like this year you sort of like blossomed on the show. We got more of you and have been loving it. Is sharing more of your life and more of who you are and your family and everything like that, is that something that you are hoping to do maybe in future seasons?
Well, the way I look at things is it's timing. It's got timing. What my goal is to, because what happened to me, my experience, a lot of people think, oh, Kiki, this happened to Kiki. She got kicked out by her stepmother. She did, she died. She's from Haiti. But what people don't understand is that around the time when I was going through this, I had like 4 other cousins who are experiencing the same problems. So it's something in the Haitian culture. I'm not sure about other culture, but it's something within the Haitian culture that you get kicked out, they don't care, they don't this, they don't that. It's always by the stepmom. So my goal is to inspire people because there's a lot of people I know that's going through this and they don't really know what to do. And I want them to look at me like, you know what, if you came from a third world country, a country like Haiti, and you came here and, you know, you're living in this country, you're chasing the American dreams. I'm living my American dream right now. So I want people to understand that it's possible. You just have to work hard, set up your goal and live it because I'm living it right now because I went through hell. Shit. Can I say shit here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went through hell. So I just want I just want young women who are watching me to feel inspired. Whoever's going through the same thing that I do to understand that it's okay. You're going to go through stuff. That's part of life. And it's only going to make you stronger from here. Mm. So look at me. Yeah. Look at me now. So
I love that. I thought the trip to Mexico City was so... Just, I mean, there was so much going on. It was so entertaining. It was great to see. I think, I don't know if there's ever been a Housewives trip to Mexico City before. Usually, you know, if you're in Mexico, they're at the beach.
Yeah, Mexico was fun. It's beautiful.
It looked great. Obviously, you and Lisa had some major conflict while you were there. Is that something that you felt like was simmering tensions kind of on the horizon? Or did that feel like it came out of nowhere for you with her?
The thing is with me, like, I fight, but I'm a Gemini. I'm
Me
always
too.
Like, ah, when?
May 25th.
What? Ah, I'm June. Yeah. Okay. It's cool. Hey. The thing is, I never, I'm always fun. Mm-hmm. As you guys see, the way you see me, that's how I am. Fun, fun, upbeat, like always like getting it going. So I'm never looking for any drama. But when something is happening, I'm learning now, because that's a problem I had in the past. I don't speak. I just sit back and watch. But I'm learning now, you need to say something. And the thing that Lisa was doing, especially I experienced this type of issues before. So it kind of felt like, I understand you have your life, but just have a little compassion, a little sympathy, because we have real people who are going to watch this, who's living like this. Mm. And that's how I'm not afraid to talk about my past. Because my past is the reason why I'm here.
Right.
You know? So I'm not afraid to be like, oh, I was broke. Oh, I've been broke. I mean, we all have been in places where we're not proud to tell people, but we don't understand that's what makes who you are today. So I don't know. I just felt like I had to speak in that moment because that's how I really felt. I just felt like she was really not nice about the situation. Mm-hmm. She could have a little bit more sympathy. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, you know, people are happy living with a dollar, sometimes with no money. And I've been through that. So yeah. I just didn't appreciate some of the ladies with these type of comments that they were making.
I think that's I really applaud you for sticking up for that, because I think that's something where, I mean, even just in everyday life, when you're in a friend group and somebody's saying something that maybe you think is, you know, a little off color, it's easier not to say anything a lot of the time.
Exactly.
But to maybe make somebody think a little harder about how they're speaking about the world around them, about people that they don't know, about people whose struggles they don't know. And right. I think, you know, hopefully maybe that was like a little bit of a learning moment.
I really do think Lisa learned a little bit from that experience, because she's really been reaching out and she's trying to make it right. And by being a better friend, you know, we've been chatting. Hey, you want to have dinner? We haven't had dinner yet, but I feel like it's going the right path. So sometimes you just have to speak your mind in order for something to click.
Yeah.
And the person in the head will be like, wait, maybe that was wrong.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask like later on the trip when you guys kind of had a little bit of a talk, like if you felt like that really was kind of like a solid place to move forward from, or if it was kind of just like, okay.
Well, the thing is, I feel like I've worked on myself. I try not to hold grudges, because when you hold grudges, it's not really because of the other person. It's you. And it only affects you. So me holding all these hurts, all these feelings, emotions inside me wouldn't do me any good, because at the end of the day, you're mad at Lisa, but Lisa's going to do her own thing. It's you're holding back.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to approach her first. And I know there's a lot of people that say, why you approach her first? I'm just that type of person. Like, I'm always trying to make things right, whether it's relationship, friendship, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind. I've worked on myself enough to be strong, to walk up to you and say, look, I did this wrong, whether you were wrong or right.
Yeah. So. And I think if you know that this isn't like a grudge you want to hang on to for, you know, 2 years or something, to take that step and kind of just be the bigger person and say, hey, let's talk.
Yeah. Especially we're in a group of friends. We're going to be around each other anyway. Right. So why make it uncomfortable for everybody else when let's just make it up? Yeah. Baby steps. There's a lot of things you said. I'm always going to look at you like with the side eyes like, you know, but. Okay. I think we're in a good place now.
I was so happy on the finale when Marisol like called Adriana and like wished her well on her performance. I'm like, see, that's growth.
I was like, out of everybody, Adriana? Okay, Marisol and Adriana. But then at the reunion again,
Okay. That's well, it wouldn't be a reunion if Marisol and Adriana were getting along too well. Let me tell
you
something.
That reunion is chaotic. You guys need to turn in. Like, it's crazy.
I think everybody will be tuning in. You guys, you know, you do a trip well, you do a reunion well. There's not much.
No, trust me. It's going to be fun.
One thing I loved watching the finale, all of you guys, including you and Marisol and Adriana, all got your little like story cards at the end with your little life updates. I thought that was so amazing.
I know. I never got one. I was excited. Yeah. I was not expecting. I was like, oh my God. Okay, Kiki. Okay.
Well, I feel like it's a good acknowledgement from, you know, the editors or whoever, you know, puts that together, that it's like on this show, like everybody is an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And I feel like the reunion is like that too, where it's like, no, like we need everybody out here.
Again, like I say, with timing, remember season 4, I didn't even get invited to the reunion.
Right.
Season 5, I got invited. And then I didn't get the card, the clip.
Right.
And then now you see it's timing, baby steps. And it's okay. Because when things take a slow process, it turns out to be better, you know? So I was never upset. Oh, why am I not including? So I always just take the seat back, because if it's not happening, it's just not your time. And look, God is working for me right now. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Everything is happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been a good season.
What did you read from the clip? From the card?
From the card. Yeah. It's, it's early. It was, you were spending time in LA with a new man. Hey.
No more vibrators.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. I want to go back to Mexico really quickly. I had a specific thing that stuck out to me that I wanted to get your take on. When you and Lisa were having your issues at the club night or whatever, there was a moment when Julia kind of went over to Lisa and basically was like, hey guys, people are in there like calling you a brat, basically. What was your take on Julia kind of in that moment? Because it felt surprising for her to have like that type of role within the conflict.
Julia has been so messy. But I love Julia. I love Julia. Me and Julia, we always have fun. No, but I just feel like, but you know what? I'm happy that she did that.
Okay.
I'm happy that she did that because I just feel like it was all part of the process. Lisa just needed to hear what we all had to say. And if we didn't drop everything at that moment, it would have been like, okay, when do we have the opportunity? When do we get that time? So it happened. Now it's over. I'm glad it happened. Because imagine like next year, we're like, oh, Lisa, by the way, when we're in Mexico, we forgot to tell you this.
No. Or she's watching it on the show and being like, you know,
exactly.
Let me get on.
Yeah. So I think it happens and I'm glad it happens. And I don't blame Julia for it. Yeah, she runs her mouth. We get it. I run my mouth sometimes too. But, you know, Julia, I think Julia's doing amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I think honestly, one thing that I think your group does well is like dealing with stuff kind of as it's happening in the moment rather than necessarily like having your feelings super privately and then waiting, you know, 6 weeks and then bringing it up again. It's like, no, like we're all here.
Yeah.
What better time?
I like it like this better. Because like, we always have something to talk about, so might as well get this one out of the way.
Like maybe, bring the next. Maybe Adriana doesn't want us to fight in front of Emilio Estefan, but...
This girl doesn't care. Whoever it is, it could be God. They will still have a fight. That's how I feel about this group. So, Emilio Estefan, I love you, but you cannot stop us from arguing.
If you're with the Real Housewives in Miami, sorry.
For 1 second, we'll be like, okay, guys, relax. And then something happened, everybody just get out of...
Well, that's the thing. I feel like even... last year, was it at like Nicole's engagement party where it was like...
Yeah, we try. Oh, we always try. Like, okay, we're going to do this right. We
always try.
Best
of intentions.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to see the reunion. I as you said, it's going to be chaotic. But I'm curious, if you look back over the last few years, how do you feel like being on the show and doing, you know, a reality TV show in general has changed you as a person, like if at all?
I mean, I feel like reality TV is just like modeling. It's just that now you have a camera following you. You know, modeling is like the camera just take clips of you, but now it's like on your face. The first year was a little tough because I was like, oh my God, what am I doing here? But after that, you get used to it to the point you forget that there's a camera around you and you just be yourself. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I think you're good at it. I think you should.
I think
do it
I'm
some
getting
more.
Better at it. I still get so nervous though, but then once I'm in it, I'm like, oh, okay.
I love it. Yeah, Kiki, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're done with me already?
We get in, get out quick. We we have a fun little combo and we don't make it last too long.
Oh, I love this. Now I see where you guys are at.
Next season, come back.
Next season, come back in 2 weeks.
Okay. You're like reunion? What?
After reunion, you never know. But thank you so much. We appreciate you guys so much. Yeah. And you guys, please. This will be aired after the reunion.
It'll be like after the finale.
Ah, okay. So I don't need to say watch the reunion.
Yeah, watch the reunion. Come on.
Well, guys, you guys need to turn in. It's gonna be an amazing reunion. You guys expect the unexpected. Just like the whole thing switched. So turn on Bravo TV. They didn't ask me to say this. I said that. Yeah.
Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool.
Sweet. Oh, that was so fun.
Oh, was that bad? I get so nervous.
No, you're a good talker.
No, I get so nervous because...
That's what she doesn't understand. I'm like, girl, you can talk.
No, here's my thing. And we always say this. I guess because English is not my first language,
yeah.
I'm always afraid the wrong word.
Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.